Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tonight's video is about a soldier's confession about his unit and what they had experienced down in the jungles of South America. You're not going to want to miss this. But first, if you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up, and tell a friend. Now, let's get spooky. When I was a soldier, there was a young stoner kid in our squad, and he wound up being our point man. He'd walk ahead of the rest of us, chain-smoking these big silver-blue joints, puffing out thick clouds of gray smoke ahead of himself. And in the ripples and eddies of smoke, he'd see where it was safe for us to be. The enemy was using spatial displacement techniques. We had no idea how they were doing it. Military intelligence suggested psychic phenomena, but those assholes were always lying to us about everything to keep us on edge, feeding us false information just to see what we'd do with it. Rocky, this gearhead we had hauling ammo with us, told me that he suspected it was long-range teleportation spears. A week later, while we were taking fire, he stood straight up in the middle of one, lost his whole body up to the waist. They sent his legs and dick back home to be buried, I guess. I didn't really see the point myself, but then I didn't see the point of most of war. It's just a crazy way to spend a day. But that stoner kid, Stoney, we called him, so original, he kept us alive back then, if we listened to him. A lot of the hard asses had trouble with that, taking warrior lessons from some droopy little punk with permanent red eye. But the kid understood something we didn't. He was more attuned to that space than any of us would ever be. Don't ask me how. He just breathed more comfortably, both literally and figuratively. That was the spring of 2016. We marched across 200 miles of South American jungle. We burned ancient temples to the ground. We discovered small tribes of people who had never before encountered the outside world. And we executed them. The brass had told us. Well, they told us what we needed to hear. They told us it was necessary. They told us it was important. They told us they wouldn't let us out of this damn jungle until we took out whatever was scrambling all of our attempts to maintain stability in the region. The other side, they were fighting dirty too, and they were proud of it, at least as proud as we were. I lost over a dozen friends to poison arrows. Poison arrows. In this day and age, can you imagine? And it's not like they didn't have guns. They just liked using the arrows. It was an intimidation technique. They'd hit us with one, and instead of just dying, he'd start frothing at the mouth, screaming, crying for his mother, crying about seeing shapes within shapes, crying about seeing the other side, and a dark figure come beckoning for him. It was the same each time. I started to suspect there might be something to it all. I have my own crimes to justify. I don't judge. I don't question. That's not my role. That's not my position. my position is right up front, behind that freak smoking like a chimney, trying not to get blazed on his after trail. But the old man by the caves. That was when it all finally became too much, even for me. We had been out in the jungle for over a week. We were low on rations, and even lower on positive mental outlooks. Hell, I'd have to put down one minor immunity to breaking a man's nose with the butt of my rifle. Not my finest moment, but the others shaped up after that. So we're trekking through the jungle, and Smokey's up front, puffing away, moving just a little faster than a sloth might go, but he's saying that it's necessary. There's a lot of them up around here, he says. Pockets within pockets. He'd just say shit like that. It bothered some of the guys. Me? I didn't really mind. I just wished he'd make a bit more sense. By this time, the rest of the guys had pretty much gotten used to the pace we were moving at. The last guy who had complained had been Big Albert McCamus, who had finally snapped and shoved Smokey aside, only to tumble chest first through a spatial anomaly that separated his head from his waist in near little segmented strips. It's pretty much impossible to describe. It was impossible to see. His body just bent like a fractal, an optical illusion. The flesh and bone twisted in on itself, folding into a section of space we couldn't perceive. And then he was gone. Or part of him was gone. Parts of him. Necessary parts. He was dead before what was left of him hit the ground. After that, any complaints anybody had about the speeds we traveled at, they kept to themselves. Which was good. The last thing Smokey needed was bad vibes from the back, he'd say. He had enough going on with what was in front of him. We had been moving at a snail's pace for about 6 hours when we came across the cave entrance.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Just a shallow little bump of an entry point. Barely big enough for a man to walk into, leading into a little hill and then down. Down and down into the dark. One guy lit a flare and threw it in, just to see what would happen. And the flare tumbled and tumbled down endless flights of what turned out to be stairs, carved into the dirt. Eventually, the darkness swallowed up the flare, and that spooked all the guys pretty good, so we were about to leave, when the old man showed up. He came walking out of the jungle, smiling as happily as if he was just walking down Broadway Street with a Starbucks coffee in his hand. He was dressed in an old yellow robe with a frayed rope as a belt. His head was shaved, and he looked like he might be between 100 and 150 years old. He was already smiling, but he smiled even wider when he saw us, revealing a mouth entirely devoid of teeth. It was a wild, careless grin. I don't think he expected us to shoot him, or perhaps he just didn't care. 6 men fired at once, not realizing what Smokey had already seen. There were pockets between us and the old man, and not a single bullet could make it through. each and every shot that was fired was simply swallowed up and put away into whatever that impossible space happened to be. In response, the old man started laughing at us, and even his laughter was segmented by the invisible traps in the air. The sounds were spliced up and contorted into echoing patterns that made a bunch of us sick to our stomachs. A few guys saw the remnants of their breakfast come back up again, and a handful of the others had to sit down, or just collapsed onto their knees. The weirdness was too much, and if pressured, a fragile mental state was likely to crumble. And after the months we had had in the jungle, we were all feeling a little fragile. Not that big tough guys like us would ever admit that to another. That's part of what made it all so difficult. Our inability to express anything about it to each other. Just too weird. I was thinking all of those thoughts as the old man started moving towards us. I don't know if there was something different about his eyes, but it seemed as if he could see where those things were, or rather, where those things weren't. Where things were right and where things were wrong. He danced between those points like they were raindrops, all the while laughing. Laughing at us. Laughing at me, specifically. But I suspect now that we might all have been thinking that at the time. There was something personal, intimate, about the way the sound left his lips. You were just sure that he was just about to say your name. He killed 6 men with his bare hands before we could stop him. I saw it happen, and then I couldn't see it. I had to look away. He pulled one guy through what might as well have been a blender, from what it did to him. Another just disappeared all the way down to his ankles. I guess they could have buried his boots, if we would have brought them back with us. It was Stoney who got the shot off, catching the old man in the knee, the shot spinning the old fellow around like a top. Those ancient bones snapping and crackling like thin bamboo. He just kept laughing, though, even as he bled out onto the ground. I was all set to put another bullet in his heart when Stoney stopped me. I gave the kid a smack and told him to mind himself, but he shouted that if I took the shot, it'd be like a bomb going off. He said the old man had one of those things inside him. And that's when I saw it. Just like a light flickering around his chest. It wasn't real, but maybe it was. Maybe. It looked like an optical illusion. Like you had just blinked and seen something wrong for a moment. But the longer I looked, the more real it became. There was a spear in the center of the old man's chest. And when it blurred or skipped, it was like for a moment you could see straight through him, into his body, into his muscles, his bones, his heart, and through him, to the ground and on the other side.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I don't know how they had done it to him, or maybe he had done it to himself, but the old man had one of those things grafted to his body, surgically implanted, I guess. Or maybe he just dreamed it up, and the dream laid an egg and hatched into that thing. You don't know what it could be. It's all wrong, all that stuff. Everything you think about is wrong. Military intelligence warns us about that. They say prolonged contract, It screws with the mind's ability to know the difference between ideas and reality. That's what they say. But they don't have to go through this stuff. They don't have to live with the memories. The fleeting moments of insight. These memories that light up and burn inside your brain like hot soup in your lap. The old man, seeing I'm not going to shoot him, stops laughing. And he gets his sort of sad look. And then he just falls into himself. Like he evaporated into a single point. And then that point disappears into itself. I was watching him when it happened. It didn't look fun. I don't think he was happy about it. Though I don't think I'll ever know what was going on there. With that technology, with those people, I don't think I'd want to, even if somebody could tell me. It's all devil magic anyway. All that crazy swamp science we used to call it. These days, they'd look you up for saying stuff like that. Culturally insensitive, they'd call it. Sure. And what do you call it when one of your buddies, a guy you've trusted with your life for 6 of the worst months you had ever seen, when that guy gets thrown into a hole in the air that turns his chest into a gaping hollow chasm, giving him time to look through himself before he dies? What do you say to him? I said, "Holy crap," just by accident. And I think he might have almost chuckled once before he went. I still feel bad about that. So, the day we got back to base, I said to the corporal, "I can't do this anymore. I'm not fit for command. I'm not equipped to perform my job anymore." And he just started laughing, and tells me to get to my bunk because me and my men are going back out in the field bright and early the next day. So I took the corporal's sidearm and shot myself with it. Twice in the left and once in the ribs. Not too bad, but bad enough. They had patched me up and threw me in the hole for a few months. I suspected there would have been a trial, but by the time that I was healthy enough for it, the military had bigger fish to fry than little old me. They basically just swept it under the rug. Said, "Here's your dishonorable discharge, and don't ever ask us for anything again." Am I bitter? I don't know. I mean, most days I'm just glad I'm home, or at least back in the real world. I don't know if it's home anymore, or just where I live. Everything here feels paper thin, like you could just push through it. Push through the backdrop of existence and find some greater truth hiding behind it. I wonder sometimes if the old man would have felt the same way too, and if that's what made him so sad. Or if maybe that's what made him smile. I have dreams almost every night where I'm still in that place or by those caves, and that old man still smiling at me. Laughing at me. But at least I could wake up from the dreams. That's what I tell myself, that I'm awake. Sometimes, it's hard to tell.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.